Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Saudi Arabia severs diplomatic ties with Iran. It came less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest Riyadh's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir announced the move Sunday, saying that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. The move caps a rapidly worsening diplomatic crisis that erupted Saturday, shortly after Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a prominent Shiite cleric of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. 46 others were also executed in the kingdom Saturday, triggering international outrage and warnings of grave repercussions for the Saudi royal family. The U.S. State Department said Washington will continue to urge leaders across the region to take affirmative steps to calm tensions. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad Sunday, killing at least 12 members of the security forces and wounding 20 others. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blasts. A strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn Monday near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar. Early reports say some buildings were damaged, at least two dead and dozens injured. The quake was centered about 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Imphal. The United States is criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017, calling it deeply disappointing. The State Department said Mr. Kagame is, in its words, ignoring an opportunity to solidify democratic institutions in Rwanda. This is VOA News.